Federal fisheries regulators are taking heat from both sides of the debate over protections for the endangered North Atlantic right whale. The latest salvo comes from a conservation group representing public employees, which says the National Marine Fisheries Service ignored its own scientists when it reopened ground fishing areas that had been closed for decades. Fred Bever has the story.
Earlier this year, the Fisheries Service, known as NIMFS, reopened 3,000 square miles of ocean south of Nantucket to ground fishing, allowing the use of gill nets and rope. The agency said it based its decision on previous regulatory reviews and some more recent scientific articles. It said it could not find sufficient evidence to conclude that fishing gear alone causes a decline in the health of large whales and that further review was not necessary. Conservationists say the agency cherry-picked the evidence.
It doesn't pass the straight-face test.
Kyla Bennett is New England director for a national group called Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility, or PEER. The group is filing a complaint with the U.S. Inspector General, calling for an investigation of whether top officials at the fisheries agency ignored, possibly on purpose, a wealth of recent research publications showing that fishing gear in general, and gill nets in particular, can entangle the whales and pose a threat to the species' survival. Bennett says the agency could have found the evidence in its own backyard.
Most of them were authored by NIMF scientists themselves. It is beyond the pale to think that NIMF didn't know about these or is dismissing them out of hand. I don't think it's possible.
Bennett says she hopes that the Office of Inspector General will find that the agency has taken a false position in an ongoing lawsuit over the ground fishing areas and that the areas will be closed again. A NIMF spokeswoman referred questions to the Inspector General. An OIG spokesman says that agency has yet to formally receive the complaint. Meanwhile, NIMF has also been under fire from the other side of the issue, from the Maine Lobstermen's Association. MLA has alleged that the agency was ignoring evidence that it had overstated the relative risk Maine's lobster fishery poses for right whales. Here's what MLA Executive Director Patrice McCarron said when she sent her analysis to the feds last month.
Bottom line for us is that we cannot responsibly recommend that our members act alone in undertaking changes in our fishing practices, that all of the parties that pose risk to right whales need to move forward together if we have any chance in saving the species.
This week, NIMF sent McCarron a 9-page response. Its bottom line was essentially that it was using and providing all the best available science in its development of risk reduction targets, targets it now says could require Maine's lobster fleet to remove half the trap rope it has in the water. A NIMF spokeswoman, Jennifer Goebel, declined to provide comment other than to say that its work on new rules would continue.
We are continuing to meet with representatives from Maine and are proceeding with rulemaking in the coming months as planned.
McCarron had no immediate comment on the federal response to her critique. Maine's Department of Marine Resources, meanwhile, is expected to issue its own analysis of risk to the whales sometime this month. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.